local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Elite Chicago police officers are what they're called, and they are part of a new strategy to deal with crime and violence on the CTA. WBBM's Mike Krauser has more.
Interim Police Superintendent Charlie Beck says part of the new strategy includes the use of SWAT officers with specialized training on CTA trains and platforms.
Not SWAT officers in full tactical gear, but SWAT officers that are the best.
The police department, the mayor's office, and the CTA have been working on this plan for some time.
As everybody knows, 1.6 million Chicagoans ride the transportation system every day, and all of us need to feel safe, and the young people that ride the transportation system need to know that they will not be victims of crime and that they will be safe in their journeys.
Beck said a lot is in progress regarding the new CTA strategy, and we'll learn more about what they're doing next week. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Police are also focusing on a rash of carjackings. Effective immediately, police say they're using video surveillance, more officers on the streets, helicopters, even officers driving decoy vehicles. CPD First Deputy Superintendent Anthony Riccio.
We do see from some of the videos that we recover that some of these are, in fact, the same crews coming back over and over again.
According to the latest CPD records, carjackings are up by 75%, with 117 this year already, where there were just 67 for the whole year of 2019. A child recovering this morning after being stabbed outside Oaklawn Community High School last night. It happened during a big fight there. Police say 15 people were involved in the school's parking lot. This happened following a school basketball game. The identity of the child has not been released, but the injuries are said to be non-life-threatening. Police continue to investigate. A 24-year-old man is in custody this morning after he barricaded himself inside a Crystal Lake home. Police say they were called to the 500 block of Darlington Lane at about 4:30 yesterday afternoon and found the man in the home with a knife. After several hours, Matthew Redder turned himself in. He was wanted on two outstanding warrants, one a drug violation. Police say the barricade may have been related to a domestic situation. Thanks to two alert employees and a customer at a Deer Park store, an 80-year-old woman who wandered away from her nursing home is now all right.
Banana Republic manager Susan Rayner says she opened the Deer Park store a little early because she saw an old woman waiting outside to come in.
She kept saying, "I'm just waiting for my daughter to get here. I'm just waiting for my daughter to get here."
Rayner says a customer came in and said she recognized the woman from an alert on social media that she'd been missing from an assisted living center. So Rayner called 911 as a sales associate talked to the woman. The 80-year-old woman had been missing since 6 in the morning, 4 hours.
That was a long time for her to be out and about.
Rayner says the story of the woman hits her especially hard right now.
I just had to put my mom into a nursing home, so it's a little emotional for me just because.
Rayner says the store is about half a mile from the nursing home. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot and Chicago Public Schools hosted a roundtable discussion with high school students as part of an effort to ensure that young adults have a voice and continue to be a critical partner in the fight against violence.
We need to create the supports and opportunities that our children, all of our children, have the tools that they need to build a long, fulfilled life full of love and joy.
Lightfoot announced a multi-year investment to expand the groundbreaking Choose to Change program to offer year-round services for more than 2,000 students at the highest risk of gun violence. Students will take part in weekly individualized mentoring and group-based trauma therapy, field trips, and community service projects. The man accused of killing Chicago Police Commander Paul Bauer has been barred from telling jurors about allegedly aggressive incident from Bauer's past. This blunts the defense's attempt to paint Bauer as a combative, out-of-control cop. Cook County judge denied the request to introduce the incidents, all of which were well over a decade ago, saying they didn't have much relevance to Bauer's character in 2018 when he had a fatal confrontation with the accused gunman. Yesterday's decision was among the last key motions to be decided before the start of the trial. A 42-year-old Schaumburg man who prosecutors say threatened a woman by saying he would bulldoze her house and blow something up has been ordered held on $50,000 bond. He faces charges of aggravated stalking and violating an order of protection. Paul Binkowski arrested yesterday after being found hiding in a closet. Former girlfriend received an order of protection against Binkowski in late December. His next appearance in court is in March. A Crown Point man took off on a bicycle after he allegedly stabbed a woman 7 times. Police say the woman rejected his advances. 55-year-old Gregory Grubby allegedly stabbed the woman inside a house on Ridge Street in Crown Point. The victim said to have lost a lot of blood, but is expected to be okay.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.